Darkness and Light, Part 2. Death by choice, death by compulsion. There are some huge hollow urns in and around the village, which has rocks all around, where it is said that people used to bury their elders alive after providing food and drink while they were still living. No doubt that this practice was prevalent in the ancient world, even up to past few hundred years in some societies. In Egypt, humans were buried alive, maybe at the last stage of their lives, left with some food and a cat. In some other community, an older people at the ripe age decided to die. He was given to drink wine up to the neck, his body drenched with honey, and he lied down in a secluded place to be completely devoured by ants and other insects, leaving only the bones for the progeny to preserve. Who can forget, if he or she has read The Last Law of Life by Jack London, the story of old Koshkush, who was left alone under the falling snow by his son and his associates to die frozen. He was given fire and some logs instead of food to continue to live till the fire existed. The old man considered his son's behavior better than other sons, perhaps according to their customs. Their camp was broken. All were on their way home. Let's hear the last words of his son. The tribesmen hurry. I go now. It is well? The old man replied, it is well. I am as a last year's leaf, clinging lightly to the stem. The first breath that blows and I fall. My voice is become like an old woman's. My eyes no longer show me the way to my feet, and any feet are heavy, and I am tired. It is well. The snow was covering him rapidly while he was putting more logs on fire. The bull moose approached, and the old man fought a little with the burning logs till he could, while others of the same animal group came and dragged him. He would die at their attack before the snow could fully cover him. For reference, the best short stories of Jack London, New York, Facet Publications, 1962, page 110. In some ancient society, it seems that dying at the old age willfully was a custom, and there were systems and rituals to perform for the purpose. Those may be the examples of euthanasia without disease. But the following example is of killing such people by their own descendants out of disrespect and animalistic behavior towards them, though such practices even among the animals have not been heard. Some males of cats of different species eat their own offspring. In The Voyage of the Beagle by Charles Darwin, we get such pristine tales of grandchildren's chasing and catching of their fleeing for life grandmother from a hole, burning her and eating together her body, considering that she was old enough to be of any use, less valuable than some water animals. They are it, because such animals gave birth to more such animals for their food. though human attitude towards their elders have undergone huge changes among the civilized people, the germ of their pristine ancestors seem to have existed in some moderns in different forms. Euthanasia has been legalized in some societies, but in distant and most others, it is still illegal. Whatever may be the merits and demerits of such practices, it is a world of dead after one dies. It is considered a world of darkness. The fossils are not the same trees to which they belonged. Each particle of things is replete with consciousness. Trees and fossils have different consciousness. Though fossils too are entities, they are enormously different from the trees died long back. Past is the region of darkness. It is not bright. Humans in general wish for and pray for light. Part of a prayer in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is Tamasho Ma Yotir Gamayo. From darkness of ignorance, lead me to light. The lovers of the dark. Some came to such a remote place near Pannavanika in Australia without access. No bird has known it, not even a skink. Troglobites live in the dark caves, never shrink. Humans came with iron mining project, but notice the exceptional nature of the tiny insect. Darknet keeps them smart. Bright light kills the insects. They live in the caves dark, spider-like, tiny, blind invertebrates. The aboriginal heritage of the earth deserve human interest for their special worth. But man has abandoned mining there, leaving the rocky caves to the insects' care, to protect the lovers of the dark from the assault of the light stark. Strange wood world accommodates all the opposites. Pannavanika, like sanctuary, is one of such sites.